Corona Regional Medical Center treats our customers as we would like to be treated ourselves, with courtesy, recognition, and respect. It's in that spirit that we are proud to present another episode of our podcast series, Corona Regional Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
Having to go to the hospital isn't something you're probably that excited about, but you may experience not only some physical and emotional symptoms, but you also might worry about comfort or care while you're in the hospital. My guest today is Kim Colonelli. She's the Chief Nursing Officer at Corona Regional Medical Center. Welcome to the show, Kim. What is meant by patient experience at the hospital? What do patients think of when they think of going to the hospital?
Well, Melanie, usually the thought of going to the hospital strikes fear in everyone. It's the choice usually that they make as a last resort when they can't deal with something at home. Let's say it's a baby with a fever, chest pain. Maybe someone thinks their parent is having a stroke, and it makes people very anxious. So the patient experience, my definition is, it's whatever the patient wants it to be. If it's easy parking, if it's easy wayfinding with signage, if it's warm tea, or just obviously excellent care, it's whatever the patient is expecting is what we should be providing.
So then let's start with a patient that's being admitted for a stay in the hospital. What can they expect when they arrive?
If they come through the emergency department, which is typically where most of our admissions start, they can expect to be greeted by professional registered nurses, board-certified emergency medicine physicians, and they quickly get to the patients upon their arrival. Our time to provider, which is the industry definition, title, is how quickly is the patient seen by a medical professional. We do use physician assistants, but we also have board-certified physicians on duty 24 hours a day. So the patient's quickly evaluated, testing is ordered, and then from then the decision is made to whether the patient needs to be admitted. The patient can undergo a number of things like lab work, perhaps a chest x-ray while that decision is being made, and then calling a physician to get the patient admitted upstairs because they would be admitted to a different physician on the inpatient side.
Give us a little room information. If they are admitted at Corona Regional Medical Center, what are the rooms like?
So one of the things that we struggle with here at Corona is an older facility with semi-private rooms. However, we've put a number of aesthetic improvements in place recently to make the rooms more pleasing, the flooring, paint, new bathrooms. So we're working with what we have for now, and we're in the process of building a new wing on the west end of the hospital, which will house a 30-bed emergency department. And right above that will be 30 private med-surg beds, and we expect that to open next year. And then at that time, we'll be able to go back to our current med-surg area, as an example, and retrofit those rooms to be all private rooms. So currently, we do have, like I mentioned, the semi-private rooms, and the nurses work really hard to minimize noise, give patients earplugs if needed, and make them as comfortable as possible, given that they have a roommate during their stay here.
What about safety at Corona Regional Medical Center? Is it a smoke-free environment? And speak also about medications and the safety of administering medications to patients.
Sure. So it is a smoke-free environment, and that's something that we're very proud of. And as far as medication, we do have a medication safety pharmacist that specifically looks at the safety and efficacy of different drugs that are ordered for patients. And another measure that we take that most hospitals do as well, but something that we're very proud of, is the pharmacist reviews every order before the medication is ever administered to the patient. And that includes in the emergency department during the busy hours in the evening and into the night. We have a pharmacist in the emergency department that works closely with the emergency physician and looks at those medications, compares them to other things the patient might have taken at home, and making sure that not only is it appropriate, but the side effects, and making sure the patient has no allergies.
Kim, one of the more important things to patients at any hospital are the nutritional services and the food. Tell us about those nutritional services at Corona.
We have some excellent registered dietitians on staff here, and also a very good director of food and nutritional services. And the dietitians will see patients upon physician order. They also see high-risk patients. So if it's someone that's in the ICU that perhaps needs two feedings, the dietitian sees all those patients. And they work with patients upon, like I said, physician request. If it's someone that has a special diet or special need, gluten sensitivity has become kind of a bigger issue with our population, and so that's something that the Food and Nutritional Services will customize a menu for patients. In fact, the director told me that if she has a gluten-free option for something, let's just say broth or another food item, she'll go with the gluten-free option, even though it might be a little bit more expensive. So then she just knows that she always has that available for any patient, even if they're not asking for gluten-free. So they make sure that they have different things. Cultural issues are addressed for different types of patients, trying to have maybe whether it's Middle Eastern food or Asian food. And I think they do a really good job of being very sensitive to that, as well as to the patient's nutritional needs.
And speak about some of the services that make that stay more pleasant and comfortable, including family members and what's sort of indicated or allowed as far as family members and visits and things.
So one of the things that we do in the nursing division is the nurses do what we call bedside shift report. So at 7 a.m. or 7 p.m., the oncoming nurse meets with the offgoing nurse at the patient's bedside, and we ask the patient if they have family present, would they like the family to be involved. It's a very brief 2-minute review of how their day was, introducing the nurse that's coming on, checking if they have IV medication going, and then kind of what the plan is for the next shift. And that's been very successful, including the family in that conversation, again, at the patient's discretion, because it's certainly up to them. But that's been very popular. We do limit our visiting hours in some areas, age of visitors in some areas, because for the patient's protection as well as the protection of younger children. But otherwise, we try to work with our patients when they want to have someone. For example, we had a lady not too long ago that spoke a different language. It wasn't Spanish. It was something a little bit more unique, and her son really wanted to stay with her so that he could help make sure that she understood what was going on. So we made accommodations to put her in a private room and get a cot for the son so that he could be there with his mother. It made him feel better, and it made her feel better to be there with his mom because of the language barrier.
And what's involved when they get to check out and discharge?
Ideally, we should be working on discharge upon the day of arrival, and I know that sounds maybe a little bit premature, but the length of stay anymore in hospitals is just a couple of days. So we try to encourage the physicians to be thinking, and the nurses, to remind the patient, you're not going to be here that long. So today's Wednesday. You might go home on Friday. Do you have someone to take you home? Do you have a designated pharmacy? We put the pharmacy information in the computer upon arrival so that when they're ready to go, we don't have to scramble around, oh, is it CVS or Rite Aid or so forth. So that's one of the things that we try to get done ahead of time, and just making sure that the patient doesn't think that this is, you know, a little bit of a vacation, that we want to get them better and then get them to their home environment. So on the day of discharge, we make arrangements if they don't have a ride that we might have to help them with that, whether it's taxi or if it's a patient that needs to go by ambulance, and then making sure that they have what they need at home. That discharge planning with the case manager involves maybe a walker or home oxygen, and then, as I mentioned, all the medications using the preferred pharmacy that hopefully was put in on the day of admission, then that all gets put in by the physician on the day of discharge to make it convenient for the patient so that their medications are ready.
In just the last few minutes, Kim, what would you like people to know about the patient experience at Corona Regional Medical Center?
I would like to know that we're working very hard. Rather than having Corona be your last resort, we're working hard to make it your hospital of first choice. And as I mentioned, we're working hard to kind of overcoming to the semi-private rooms by doing a number of aesthetic improvements and the other things that we already talked about. But I think that the patients will see, because we hear this every day when we make leader rounds every morning at 9:30, we hear from patients, I was here a couple of years ago, I can't believe the difference. I've been in the emergency department, and it's, oh my gosh, the people are so different, everybody's so friendly. And with labor and delivery, we hear that. I had my last baby here, and I'm so glad I came back. I had a great experience. So I think people would be surprised at the changes, and we're just continuing on that, you know, an upward trajectory with a lot of great improvements.
Thank you so much for being with us today. You're listening to Corona Regional Radio with Corona Regional Medical Center. For more information, you can go to coronaregional.com. That's coronaregional.com. Physicians are independent practitioners who are not employees or agents of Corona Regional Medical Center. The hospital shall not be liable for actions or treatments provided by physicians. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.